Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nerd Dump, where we're flinging information like poo at the zoo. I'm Cody, and I am the sworn enemy to the hand.
I'm Cameron, and I have no clever intro this week.
Good.
Yeah. That's it. That's okay. All.
With us today, we have Deb. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, since we're being serious, I am an options screenwriter, and unfortunately, the movies that I've been hired to write have never been produced, which happens pretty often.
Anything, are you working on anything right now?
Right now, I'm working on my website and getting that rebuilt for my fantasy novels. Oh. So right now, you can go there to allthingsimpossible.com and get a free steampunk novel.
Ooh,
first
fancy.
Signing up for my mailing list.
You may notice that Honey is not here. He is off saving the galaxy from a weird tentacle squid monster. Today we're going to be talking about things galaxy related, but right now we're going to get into our news segment. Today's news, there has been an announcement. You guys may have heard about this already. Marvel is producing a new Warriors TV show that is going to be on Freeform. They've already announced Squirrel Girl as the main character, but recently they've come out with the other characters that are going to be in the show as well.
No, I haven't read that yet.
We did talk a little bit about the Squirrel Girl part in our last episode, so this has been a really very cool development since then.
Other characters in the show, and there are only two of them that I don't know who they are. But
they're probably the same ones that I don't know.
Other characters in the show are Mr. Immortal, Night Thrasher, Speedball, Microbe, and Debris. Now, I don't know Microbe or Debris.
I'm familiar with Microbe only because he's the heavy set guy who got blown up in the original Civil War miniseries.
Okay.
And I think he's like the one character who died who hasn't come back yet.
So he's an actual new warrior then.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was part of one of the last incarnations of the team that got destroyed.
Now, are they having Speedball as Speedball or not any of that penance nonsense?
I assume it's supposed to be a comedy, so I assume he'll be Speedball.
Yeah,
I hope so.
And not penance.
Right. Penance. If you're not familiar with him, Google him because he's probably one of the most bleak characters in Marvel.
Real depressing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But does anyone know who Debris is at all?
No.
No. Okay.
No. She looks cool, but I have no familiar.
Which one's the one you don't? The one that you might know.
It was Debris and Mr. Immortal. Right. I've read a couple of stories of him, but I'm not terribly
Mr. Immortal is a West Coast, or not a West Coast, sorry, a Great Lakes Avenger.
Okay, never mind. I do remember
that. Mr. Immortal and Squirrel Girl are both Great Lake Avengers, which is weird that they're being put onto this team. They've never been New Warriors, to my knowledge. But Night Thrasher, of course, was a New Warrior. I think he was the leader. Was he the leader at
possibly,
one point?
Yeah.
He's kind of Batman with a skateboard.
Yeah, he is very much a Batman analog,
but
a little bit more amusing.
Right.
He has a sense of humor.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. Kind of a de-armored Tony Stark, although he's recently been resurrected in the comics through the Contest of Champions comics because the Grandmaster, somebody grabbed him out of reality before he exploded, something like that, if I remember.
Yeah, he was the leader of the New Warriors, and actually was the founder of the team as well.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That's New Warriors news. I'm looking forward to this. A lot of people are complaining they think it shouldn't be a comedy.
Yeah.
But I've been watching Powerless a lot recently,
mm-hmm.
which is the DC comedy that's out right now.
Right.
And it's hilarious, so I'm looking forward to another superhero-related comedy, personally.
Right, and Marvel can do comedy pretty well,
I
think. They've shown that in the movies, and so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that.
I do think that they probably should have named it Great Lake Avengers, because Great Lake Avengers is just comedy.
Yeah.
New Warriors has tackled some more serious stuff before in the past.
True.
But the Great Lake Avengers are just goofballs.
And that's a great, really funny title and would work to tie into, of course, the cinematic universe.
Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. Also from Freeform, Cloak & Dagger had a teaser trailer come out. Did either of you guys see that?
I haven't seen that one.
I actually did post that via Nerd Dump.
Oh, yeah, you
via
did.
The Twitter, and then forgot about it and haven't gone back to watch the trailer. But what little bit I saw of it definitely looks like a cool approach.
Right. It appears to be focusing a lot more on the relationship between the two characters and their more of their, at least the trailer appears to focus on their life more than their being a superhero. At one point, it did look like Dagger had moved out of her mom's house in the trailer and had become homeless, which is how I know Cloak and Dagger as homeless kids. But, yeah, you don't really see a lot of their powers. I don't think you see any of Cloak's powers at all.
Mm-mm.
At one point, he's wearing a blanket. That's about it. other news that came out fairly recently. Fox has announced their next three X-Men movies. One of them being Deadpool 2, of course, which is coming out official release date, June 1st, 2018. So we have that. They've also announced that New Mutants is, in fact, getting a movie. Official release date that I've seen on that yet. And then the seventh X-Men, like straight in the line of movies, has been announced a name. Dark Phoenix is what we're getting. It's X-Men 7 Dark Phoenix.
Okay, then.
Okay, yeah. I did not know that. Last I heard it was called Supernova, I think.
Yeah, they changed the name to Dark Phoenix in a release that I read yesterday, actually.
Okay.
So it's real fresh. Yesterday for us recording, obviously. Not when you're hearing this, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Dark Phoenix, they're going to try to tackle the Phoenix saga again. Yeah.
Which... I don't think the movies have ever really been able to do that justice so far at all.
No.
Now, reading the release, it actually mentions in the release, I don't know if that means where they're going to go with it, or reading the thing I read, at least, it might not even have been the release from them. They were going to be exploring how Jean got possessed by the interstellar entity, which would be closer to what I actually want to see from a story.
Yeah.
Who knows where they'll actually go with it.
I
really don't want it to be a suppressed power again. Mm-hmm. That's always been in her. Which technically is what Jean did in the Ultimate Universe, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, the alternate
universe
that they had to streamline continuity. They changed some things there.
Yeah, but I want to see space energy burn. That's what I want to see.
I would agree with you there. Yeah, the X-Men movies have succeeded recently where they're embracing more of their comic book roots.
And they need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still think they tried to force too much story into Apocalypse, though.
Yeah.
True.
Apocalypse wasn't a great movie, no. My favorite part of Apocalypse, though, was the end when they were all wearing costumes which were fairly close to their actual costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last scene of that
Sentinels
movie...
the Sentinels came out.
Yep. Yeah, the last scene of that movie totally redeemed, or at least for me, a lot of the missteps of the rest of them.
Me too.
I enjoyed it for the most part.
I did too.
So...
I did not like what they did to Apocalypse. Apocalypse is one of my favorite X-Men villains. I would have liked to seen... kind of an Age of Apocalypse type thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
But that would have taken like an introduction of Apocalypse and then another movie, probably.
Yeah.
The pinata.
Yeah, that freaky pinata that
just
showed up.
Came out of
and it just works. Jumped down on him.
Yep.
We'll put you over here, Mr. Doctor? Dr. Roberto? Mr. Doctor? Mr. Doctor.
That I don't know that he had a doctorate the last time, but, you know, things can happen.
He went back to school.
Okay, that's good. And got a doctorate.
He's also a time traveler, so, like, this version of him's a doctor. That previous version that was over there was not.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, so, Cameron, you have some news, too?
Yeah, I was going to talk a little bit about this Star Wars Celebration. As of this recording, it was last week, and there were a lot of very cool things that came out of that. Some sad news: Star Wars Rebels is ending with season 4 this year. It looks pretty phenomenal, though. It's been a quality show, and I think if they're ending they're ending it because the story is over with, right. And I'm totally fine with that. I'll take that over a show being prematurely canceled.
That's the way to
that's the way to do it.
Plus, that way it doesn't get stale. Like other shows go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty good. Ahsoka, one of my absolute favorite characters in Star Wars canon, is going to be back. I think she's great. And it's apparently rumored to tie in to Rogue One a little bit.
Ooh,
I guess I don't know where it's going to go, but I think near the end of the show, it's actually going to kind of line up a little more with the Rogue One timeline. Hopefully it has a happier ending than that movie did.
Hopefully.
But we'll see.
That would be something that would be pretty cool, is I did really like pretty much all the characters in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more of them. More of what they were, so they could do that in Rebels, because it's before.
Mm-hmm.
We can meet those characters before.
Absolutely. You
know? That'd be cool.
We've met Lando in Rebels, and that was really cool. We've seen, of course, 3PO and R2-D2.
Mm-hmm. They're in everything, though.
They are. They kind of have to.
It's not official canon until they show up.
Exactly. Yeah, their little cameo in Rogue One. It was great.
Yeah.
I don't know that they need to show up in the Han Solo movie or any other spinoffs.
I hope not. Because
they did.
Yeah, just kind of forcing him. But
yeah.
So we've got Rebels. The Last Jedi had their very first teaser trailer.
Right.
We touched on that. Honey and I touched on that very briefly last week. But I'm assuming you guys watched it.
I have. I'm doing the blackout. Okay. I don't want to know anything about it going in.
Okay.
There's not a lot of info in the trailer.
Yeah.
Sure.
Honestly.
So.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, I was going to touch on that a little bit, but I'll spare you.
You'll be fine. Go ahead. Okay. You can talk about it.
You're not seeing it.
Exactly.
So. We don't see a whole lot, but it is, like I said, it's very much a teaser. We do get glimpses of Rey in training.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see at least snippets of all the main characters that we met in Force Awakens. Right. You see Finn and you see Poe Dameron and BB-8 running around. Well, in
the back
terms
of
BB-8,
head.
You see him rolling around. Yeah. You see the back of Carrie Fisher reprising Princess Leia for the last time.
Right.
That's official. She will not be in Episode 9.
Understandable. And respectable.
It's very respectable. So I just we'll see what happens. Hopefully the story will still be able to go where they want it to and where it makes sense to go.
Right. I want to see her with a lightsaber.
I do too.
I don't think we're gonna get to though.
No, but that would be so awesome.
Just once. Just like I don't know.
I'm sure there are plenty of images of that on DeviantArt and other fan base sites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had an action figure of Leia as a Jedi with a lightsaber.
Really?
It was really cool. It was like
expanded universe stuff.
Yeah, yeah, from one of the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
So, and you see Mark Hamill as Luke again. You actually see him. He has some very ominous lines in the trailer, which we won't talk about, but definitely seems to be more along the lines of what Empire was to A New Hope.
Right.
Where Force Awakens, you know, it had its share of dark moments, for the most part, it was a very hopeful, very fun movie. I think this will be a lot like that, but at least a twinge darker.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they're following
the formula
of the first trilogy, you know, this movie will end on a down note where the good guys lose.
Yeah.
Just like they lost in the end of Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. But the stakes will be a lot different this time, so we'll see what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, we talked about a lot of our favorite female heroes in the last episode.
Right, which I wasn't here for.
You were not here for. So I did.
I also enjoy female characters, but anyway.
So they are truly getting their due this time. There is going to be an animated, it's starting off as an animated series, but they're going to do a whole toy line and marketing thing around a new thing called Forces of Destiny. Which it's going to start off, there are 16 3-minute episodes that are going to debut, I think, on TV and on YouTube.
Okay.
Or somewhere on the internet. and they're all going to focus on the female leads. So we'll have some episodes featuring Leia, Ahsoka, Rey, and we're also going to get other more obscure characters like Sabine from Rebels, and Jyn Erso is going to be a main character as well from Rogue One. So
maybe we'll see her time when she was with the what's his face with the eye thing.
Oh yeah, Force Whitaker's character.
Maybe we'll see her time with him because it sounds like she learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see a little bit of that. That'd be interesting.
That would be very cool. That's and there. So in addition to the cartoon, there's going to be of course books, and they have an entire toy line that's going to be marketed towards girls, which is pretty cool, actually.
Does that mean they'll be like Barbie shaped, or they're actually going to be action figures that I can buy and play with too?
I hope for the latter.
I've seen the images, and it's a combination of the two, honestly. Because they're like dolls, but they look like action figures, and they come with accessories.
If they look like action figures, and they have the accessories, how are they not action figures?
That's a valid point.
We're looking at the pictures now.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
They got really big heads.
They do have very large. They're very stylistic. They're online now. You can see Jyn and Leia and Rey with a lightsaber. There's also an R2-D2 and a BB-8. But they, honestly, they look pretty cool. And I kind of want them.
What size do you think they're going to be?
They're like 11 inch. They're normal doll size.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be like $19.99, which is what the normal size action figures cost. So you're probably getting a better deal with these. So that's kind of exciting. And the actors are reprising the roles. So Daisy Ridley's going to play Rey. Felicity Jones is going to play Jyn.
For the voice acting?
Yeah, for the cartoon.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's very neat. Disney apparently can pay them a lot of money to do so.
Well, they're Disney. They can do what they want.
Yeah. Definitely. And rounding that out, the other female who's didn't get a lot of attention in the movie, Captain Phasma, is getting a tie-in comic that bridges the gap between Force Awakens when she supposedly gets thrown into a trash compactor.
Right.
And where she ends up in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, how'd she live through that? Like, I understand surviving a trash compactor. We've seen that. But the planet exploded, didn't it?
The planet exploded, but
there was a major time gap between the two events, though.
Right. Yeah.
And since she wasn't a point of view character, we don't know what happened.
True.
Maybe it'll be in the comic.
I
hope so.
I think that's the point of the comic is to explain that. And there's also going to be a novel.
Oh.
About her, so she's definitely going to become the Boba Fett of the new trilogy,
where nothing happens to her on screen.
But there's an entire universe of tie-in stories and an entire expanded universe just of her.
Nice.
So, which is cool. I'm totally fine with that.
That's cool.
So that's the news out of Star Wars Celebration.
Right. We spent a lot of our news on Disney today.
Yep.
Do we have anything from any of the other camps news-wise that you guys can think of?
Not really. Not a fan.
I can't think of anything that happened with DC recently.
I think we talked about Joss Whedon
on Batgirl. Joss Whedon Batgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I'm excited about that.
There was a quote he was doing an interview the other day, and I saw it on YouTube. Don't remember what channel, or I'd give him props for it, but he had said that he wants to go with a relative unknown for Batgirl. He doesn't really want to go with the celebrity. He said, celebrities are great, but he wants to make this kind of like that person's thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You pick an unknown, they're known for that role, then. As long as you can find a good actor, that's all. Actor, I don't care. That's all that I care about, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's worked well for Superman.
Yeah.
Say what you will about the movies he's in, I think Henry Cavill's a really good
actor.
I agree with that.
And Gal Gadot's awesome as Wonder Woman.
So far, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the 10 minutes we've seen of her on screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was my favorite part of Batman versus Superman, but honestly, she had no reason being in that story.
Not at all.
But she was still my favorite part of that movie.
She could have just shown up at the end just to fight Doomsday, and I would have still been like, okay. You know? He didn't really need to do any of that other stuff. He's just like, oh, a superhero showed up to fight the bad guy. Okay.
Yep. And had we not known about it beforehand, had they not thrown her on the posters and shown her in the trailer, it
would have been...
I still have high hopes for the Wonder Woman movie, though.
I do, too.
I worry about anything DC does now.
I wholeheartedly agree with that, but I still have high hopes.
I've had high hopes for every movie they've released,
yeah,
and they've all disappointed me greatly.
Yeah, so. And I'm also avoiding the trailers for Wonder Woman because, like, the Batman versus Superman trailer, you could figure everything out.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, it would have been real nice if they didn't spoil literally the end of the movie in those trailers.
Yep. Okay, so they're gonna team up, fight against Doomsday. Oh, Wonder Woman's gonna show up. Well, that was cool.
I thought, is she with you? I thought she was with you. Yeah, she's with Batman. She's been with Batman the whole time. Why did he say that? Just for the trailer?
I think so.
Possibly.
And it's still ended up in the movie.
They've been hanging out, unless he doesn't recognize her because she put on a tiara.
world's greatest detective.
Right there.
Who's that? That's Diana. You've been hanging out with her from like half this movie.
Yep.
No. You sent her an email right before you came here.
God. And sadly, this is a universe where Superman and Clark Kent, you could probably figure that part out.
Right? Well, yep. Lex apparently did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lois did in the first movie. So, Batman's a moral.
God.
Moral of the story.
Oh, okay. Joss, please. Please fix the universe. If anyone can, it's Joss Whedon.
Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, goodness, Paulus. Okay. So. Anyway, to the topic. Today's topic is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep. We're shifting gears and talking about something totally different than what we normally do.
Right.
Except it's also exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
Yep.
Exactly.
Anyway, so with Guardians of the Galaxy coming out on May 5th, the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 coming out on May 5th, we figured we'd go over a little bit of their history, things that we like about them, things we want to see, favorite characters, whatnot. And with history, we have Cameron.
Yeah. So, we didn't just want to talk about the movie, because we talk a lot about movies, especially the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but I first met the characters in the comics, so I can claim to be a fan before they were movie stars, so we definitely wanted to talk also about...
Yeah.
Yeah. so we wanted to talk about the comics as well, not just focus solely on the film, which, let's face it, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, one of the best
Definitely.
Marvel movies ever.
Mm-hmm. And the trailers for the second one look very promising.
Yes.
Yep. So those trailers you'll watch.
Yes, because
they're hilarious.
You invited me on your show to talk about them.
Well, okay, well, that's fair.
Yep.
And that they also didn't really give away the story.
Yeah,
true.
I still don't
really
know what's going on.
Nope. Plot-wise, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even really seen any... There's, like, characters supposed to see that we haven't even seen.
Whole characters. Nathan Fillion is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
As... Oh, I figured out who he was the other day. They've had something on the internet. But I forget who it was now.
He's supposedly playing Wonder Man. But I mean, that's... They said that in the last movie, too, I think.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll wait. We'll have to wait and see.
Anyway.
And Sylvester Stallone's in it. We have no idea. Well, we know who he's playing, but it's not
who's he playing? I don't even know who he's playing.
I don't know the character, actually.
Okay. That's good.
So,
which is the downside of talking about a movie before it comes out.
Right.
Well, I mean,
we'll probably
we don't
do a review episode or something, maybe.
Right.
Oh, I agree.
Maybe a review floater.
Yeah. We just don't know a character that we haven't seen in a movie that's not out yet.
Yes.
That's totally fine.
But it's the MCU, and they've done a pretty phenomenal job.
Yeah. Them I trust.
So I do trust them to do well with this movie.
Agreed.
Anyway, history.
So I'm going to start with kind of talking about where I first met the characters. There was a miniseries called, it was actually an event series really, called Annihilation. Came out a little over 10 years ago now. And I read it after it had come out. It was in trades. But I was a big fan of Nova at the time, and there were some characters that had shown up in that series, Drax the Destroyer and Gamora, who were, they weren't so much, I would say, villains, but they were definitely antagonists to Nova.
And Nova at that time was Richard Rider?
Yes, okay. The original Nova. And he had actually a very intimate relationship with Gamora at the time. So it was very kind of Batman Catwoman-esque. They were lovers, but she was also more of a villain at the time.
Right.
Whereas he was very much noble hero. But that I was reading that and then got into Annihilation, which also brought in, had Drax in a pretty big role, and he was involved in the story along with other various cosmic characters that I wasn't terribly familiar with. This Annihilation was at the time happening at the same time as Civil War. So whereas the Marvel heroes on Earth were all fighting each other in the space, in the cosmic universe, all the heroes and villains like throughout the galaxy were actually uniting against a common threat, which in this instance was Annihilus, who was mostly a Fantastic Four villain, but he had amassed this army and had this like huge armada of warships and was going to destroy everything, which, you know, bad guys do.
As one does.
Of course. So Drax was involved in other characters that you may know from the movies, like Ronan the Accuser, and the Silver Surfer. Star-Lord had a small role. He was kind of a veteran of intergalactic wars. He was kind of grizzled and very, very battle damaged. Like, he actually had, I think, cybernetic eyes at that point.
Nice.
So that's where I first
met
him.
The mask a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks very, very different than what you'd expect. And then with Annihilation, there came a sort of spiritual sequel called Annihilation Conquest.
Right.
Which was the same idea, and it had Nova and Star-Lord taking on more of a lead role and assembling this ragtag group to take down Ultron.
Ooh.
Who was...
Ultron in space?
Ultron in space.
Awesome.
Very nice.
I should read that.
It was actually really good. I kind of prefer that over the original Annihilation, but they're both solid stories.
Right.
Really good. And I think he had Cape at one point. He looked... Space Ultron looks really cool.
Not bad.
So Star-Lord ended up in this in his own miniseries. He assembled his own little team, which consisted of Rocket Raccoon and Groot, and a few others, who I think the majority of them end up dying by the end of the series. But Rocket and Groot survive, and they join with, of course, Nova and Drax and Gamora and all the other characters to fight Ultron.
Right.
And by the end of it, they're like, well, this whole galaxy ending thing has happened twice now. We should probably have a response team in place for the next time this happens. So Star-Lord and Nova end up founding their team, and they christen it Guardians of the Galaxy. And this is the first time that the modern team has existed.
Right.
Because the original Guardians of the Galaxy were actually from the year 3000.
Ooh, from the future.
They were from the future.
Time
and,
travel
or
something.
Yep, and the only character you may be familiar with is Yondu, who is a very different character. Looks similar. He's blue and
he
has the red
fin
mohawk
thing. Yeah.
But otherwise, very, very different character.
Yep.
He was actually more of almost a Native American type character in his... appearance, and he was an archer.
Yeah, which is why he has the magic.
He does have an
arrow.
Yeah,
in the movies.
Yeah, that's like the closest thing they kept to his original comic book version.
Okay,
but that's where I met the characters. Was kind of when they were first. I mean, they've been around, of course, for years. But as a team, I saw them, their formation, and it was really good. And I definitely recommend reading any of that stuff from Conquest through the Guardians of the Galaxy series that first debuted.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was where I first learned about the characters and how they first kind of came together. And there were a lot more characters than just the ones we get in the movie. Mantis was around, who we're going to meet in Volume 2.
Yeah, she was definitely in the trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Cosmo, the cosmonaut dog we see in the first movie, who was a captive of the Collector, he's actually... sort of he's not really a member of the team, but he helps them out, and he's in the
runs the security detail on Nowhere, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's
a psychic dog. Mm-hmm. I love Cosmo.
He's such a great character. And there are a lot of other characters that show up, and the team, at one point, half the team dies, mm-hmm. and then it turns out, oh no, they're not really dead. And then several more of them die again.
Right.
And
it's Marvel, it's comics, mm-hmm. this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but it's a
pattern.
It's a crazy series, and I definitely recommend it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where did you guys first meet the characters?
I can't fully remember where I first met the Guardians. They've always kind of been there in my mind, you mm-hmm. know? Not always, because I don't think I knew them when I was like 5.
Yeah.
But I think I've heard about them a lot from hearing about them in comics, hearing about them on YouTube videos and stuff like that mm-hmm. in the past. But I think the first time I ever actually saw them in a meaningful way that I can remember was probably, I think it was the Avengers cartoon. What was that?
Earth's Mightiest
Heroes? Yeah, Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I think they were on that, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the first time I actually saw them doing something instead of just hearing about them. Because I had heard about them plenty before that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I think that was the first, I don't know, time they've actually done something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, these guys are weird. This is a tree and a raccoon and some green people. But I think that was the first time I had ever actually interacted. I don't know, I guess I wasn't there, but still.
Right.
Experienced
right. them.
Okay. Yeah. Since then, I've read some comics, obviously. I've never super been able to get into the Guardian comics, honestly. I don't know. I've tried a few times, and I just let's go see what the X-Men are doing or something instead.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I might have to. I've been wanting to read the Annihilation Wave stuff, so I might have to go into that. And you said Conquest was the second one?
Yep. Annihilation Conquest.
I might have to look mm-hmm. into that. That mm-hmm. might be good. What about you, Deb?
Actually, my first major exposure to them was the first movie that mm-hmm. came out, which it was kind of fun going in blind, because yep. with all the others, you're like, oh, okay, I know who this is. I know what they do. But right. for me, it was just like, huh, this is entertaining.
Yeah, it was a good movie, just overall.
Yeah, it's a good, comedy, but
yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
And you write a lot of science fiction, too.
Yes.
So from that standpoint, did it offer anything new that you hadn't seen or experienced before?
Not really, but the way it was presented mm-hmm. was entertaining, and it wasn't always easy to guess what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
Because it's a little bit different.
It's definitely very different.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, from what I read online, you know, Marvel never intended that movie to be as big as it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it just blew up. And so now we get at least up to a volume 3.
Yep.
Yep.
With James Gunn.
Mm-hmm. Which is yes. Nice. James Gunn is the writer-director of volumes 1 and 2. And he's very much the reason why the Guardians are as popular as they are is because he really found their voice and mm-hmm. Gave us a movie that is 100% Marvel, but 100%, you know, his creative vision,
yep.
which right. never happens.
Well, because it was kind of a standalone movie, mm-hmm. too, when it first came out. You yeah. know, it introduced, you know, the Infinity Stone, and mm-hmm. we're up to, what, 5 out of 6 now?
5 out of 6, yep.
Yep, because yeah. Doctor Strange had the last one, mm-hmm. had the Time Stone.
It was interesting that they decided to go back. They never called the Tesseract an Infinity Stone. Mm-hmm. And they never called whatever that red goo was from Dark World an
Aether.
Infinity Stone.
The mm-hmm. Aether/Aether. It's spelled with an A, but it's always pronounced a little bit differently depending on who you talk to.
True.
Well, then they kind of explained, oh, those are Infinity Stones. And they have been the whole time. You just didn't know it. You mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. So, okay, I'm fine with this. I'm fine with that. Going back and saying that there's something that humans wouldn't know the word for. You know?
Yeah. Right.
So that made sense to me.
Yeah.
Sure. And we don't know a lot about the Infinity Stones necessarily in this universe. So right. The fact that they could take on different forms over yep. time
they're magic rocks.
Yeah, they're magic rocks. They can become different things.
They can do what they want.
Right. They're not strictly the Infinity Gems that they were in the comics.
But so I've already kind of let loose what my favorite Guardians character is. My favorite is Cosmo. Always a huge fan of Cosmo. What about you guys? Who's your favorite? Anywhere, like, doesn't have to be movie, doesn't have to be, but who's your favorite Guardian?
Honestly, I probably got to go with Rocket. Mm. He's a smart ass. He's intelligent. He's highly entertaining for me.
He is.
Okay.
Rocket is. I have a big affinity for anthropomorphic characters like him, but I gotta give it to Star-Lord, actually.
Yes.
Because I just, when I was introduced to him in the comics, I didn't know anything about him. I just knew that he had this rich history. He was a space warrior kind of guy. At one point he had a sword and not a gun, and that was, which was interesting. He's gone from being blonde to brunette to blonde again, just depending on who's drawing him.
Yeah.
But I just think,
or he's dying his hair.
Or he, don't know. You know, he could very well be. That would definitely fix some continuity errors in the comics. But I just think he had so much potential as a character in my mind, and I saw throughout the comics and then in the movies, I've seen him reach his potential.
Right.
And then still, I'm intrigued by his journey.
Right.
Both in the films and the comics. So
good old Peter Quill.
Yeah. And and like Rocket, he's kind of a smart ass.
Yeah.
Which I really, really did.
Now hasn't Kitty Pryde spent some time as Star-Lord before in the comics?
Yeah, that's taken place after I quit reading. Because all due respect to Marvel and the writer who has been on the book for the last few years, I don't like his take on the Guardians. I gave it a couple of years, and they didn't have the same voices that I felt.
And that happens when you get a new writer.
Mm-hmm. And he's good, and he told some good stories, but it just lost me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, to your point, Kitty Pryde and Star-Lord did. I know they got engaged. I don't know if they for sure got married, because that was again after I quit. But she took on the role of Star-Lord, had the red coat, had the mask, and she was, I guess she was leader. Actually, I think Rocket was leader of the Guardians, but she was still on the team as Star-Lord. And the Thing was there as well.
The Thing was in
the Thing Guardians? Was in, yeah, because the Fantastic Four had disbanded. Human Torch went with the Inhumans,
right?
And Thing joined the Guardians
for a while. I read the Inhumans fairly frequently still, but I've been reading Guardians, and I know that I think Iron Man spent some time with the Guardians at one point in some sort of space armor.
Yeah, when they relaunched the book, because we didn't have any Guardians of the Galaxy comics for several years. After the initial, after the initial run with the modern team, it ended, which absolutely broke my heart. But it ended with Nova and Star-Lord supposedly. Well, it took them off the board. I won't spoil the ending, but it definitely took them off the board.
And Richard's still gone, right?
He's recently back.
Oh, he's back now?
I don't know how, but he's back. But it definitely
because
took...
Because comics.
Because comics. But yeah, they didn't publish any Guardians books for a while, and they just kind of took all those characters and kind of put them in limbo for a little while. Until, of course, right around the time the movie had been announced, then they bring in a new comic.
Of course.
Which has the new team, or has the team from the movie, which works.
Mm-hmm.
What was your question?
I forget. I don't remember.
Oh,
did I ask a question?
I think it was going back to where did you first encounter the team, but we evolved off of that.
Yeah, well,
favorite characters.
That.
We went to favorite characters.
And then, yeah, I said Star-Lord.
And I don't remember where we went after that. Iron Man was on the team.
Iron Man, that was it.
Yeah.
He joined. Oh my God, we're smart.
Yeah.
Iron Man joined the team in the first arc.
Right. Okay.
He was just kind of shoehorned into it, but
yeah.
And he had a romantic liaison with Gamora, which left him in a tremendous
Everyone
amount of
does.
Pain.
I
which
would
was kind
assume
of funny.
So.
but yeah, he was on the team for a while, then he left, and then Captain Marvel and Venom joined.
Which Captain Marvel?
Carol Danvers.
Okay.
The current.
I guess also which Venom?
That was Eddie Brock.
Okay.
Who was using the Venom suit as a to be kind of a. Well, he was using it as like a Black Ops agent.
Yeah, because he was then, Venom Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while. Mm-hmm. And then he became Venom Space Knight for
a while. Yeah, and this is kind of the pre-Space Knight, but right. he's that's essentially what he was. So, but that was kind of cool because, you know, Venom, his origins are from space.
Yeah.
So I was totally fine with that lineup.
I tried to read a little bit of the Venom Space Knight, and they went into a lot of backstory about what the symbiote was mm-hmm. and how... Apparently they have a name. I can't remember what it is. Symbiotes have a name. Their species has a name. And how the symbiotes aren't supposed to be like they are on Earth. It's that specific symbiote, the one that fathered all the other symbiotes that are on Earth, went insane because of something.
Okay.
And that's why he's all messed up, and that's why all of his offspring are all messed up, like Carnage and all of them are all messed up.
Yeah.
It's because they're not supposed to be like that. And then somehow Eddie got his symbiote fixed, and that's why he's able to be Eddie Brock agent or Venom agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Venom Space Knight and all this stuff.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. his symbiote was working again.
That seems like a lot of backstory that mm-hmm. is not necessary. No, because
not at all.
It takes away any mystery. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you have to explain
right.
you know, a huge shift in a character like that. Yeah. You kind of have to explain it, but... Yep.
Mm-hmm. I prefer him as a Spider-Man villain, I gotta be honest. I like Eddie Brock as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and with the superpowers, but I want Venom to still be a thing that tortures Spider-Man.
Well, I think that's what we have now, actually.
He went back to being a Spider-Man villain?
I'm fairly sure.
I'm still 6 months behind on everything.
So, I know what that's like.
Yeah, I don't think he's. We said he was Eddie Brock. He's Flash Thompson.
We've been saying Eddie Brock this entire time.
Yeah, we have.
Yep. Oops.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Eddie Brock, the original Venom.
He's a douche. that's who I prefer.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Like I'd like Freddie Thompson, Flash Thompson, to be an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. I like him that way, as
yeah.
a guy who always idolized Spider-Man, finally getting to be what he wanted to be,
mm-hmm.
and not being the best at it, honestly.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to be Venom. I want Venom to be a bad guy, still.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And like I said, I think he is that way now. I will say for certain, it is Flash Thompson who is the Venom.
I thought that sounded wrong, but I didn't say anything, and I should have.
we're fact-checking ourselves before... Mid-episode. Yeah, mid-episode, as opposed to later on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, you will get 100 different comments telling you exactly the mistake you made.
I will take it, because that means 100 people listen to this episode. Right?
That would be new. Okay, moving on a little. Obviously, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth. What are your expectations? What do you want to see from this movie?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a very good question.
Well, I want to still definitely see the same style of humor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the first movie had really high stakes, even though it, you know, is this comedy. So I assume that's going to be the same. You're going to have the very high stakes.
Right.
You're going to have the comedy. I don't think we're going to see another Infinity Stone in this movie, though. Yeah. They got one more to go, but...
I think that's going to probably pop up in Ragnarok.
That's what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see a better villain. Mm-hmm. Like, I like Ronan the Accuser.
Right.
I thought he was cool in the movie. I liked the actor. But he didn't... I don't feel like he had a lot of motivation. And we've touched on that before.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Unless you're Loki, mm-hmm. If you're a Marvel villain, you're probably going to get shortchanged
yep.
in the development process. So I would definitely like to see a bigger villain. I feel like it's probably going to be Ego.
I think so, too.
Played by Kurt Russell. And I can't imagine them having him in the movie and not having him play a juicy part in the narrative.
Right.
Of course.
So especially being Star-Lord's father, as we learned.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. It's
it's in the trailer, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they announced it a long time ago, but it is blatantly in the trailer that... Kurt Russell is playing Ego, the Living Planet, and right. he is Peter Quill's dad.
I want to see... There are several things I want to see. I want to see Ego, the Living Planet, being a planet. yep. at some point in the movie.
Not just a dude, not just a dude in a poncho with a beard.
Yeah, I want him to be a plant.
Yes.
At some point in the movie. I do want him to be the bad guy, but I don't want them to know he's the bad guy for most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to go to him. He convinces them to go fight something, but we turns out that's the good guy, and he's been the bad guy the whole time. I want it kind of be like a third act twist.
Okay.
That Ego's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, crap, we just screwed up everything, and now Ego's about to whatever the evil plan is. I don't want to ruin that for myself by thinking of it yet. I want to see that. With the celebrities we have that we know are in the movie,
mm-hmm.
I would like to see some better, lesser known or even better known, cosmic characters, even as just kind of background characters, like Nathan Fillion, mm-hmm. whatever he's doing, Wonder Man. I don't need him to be a part of the Guardians, but it'd be cool to see him flying around shooting energy beams and stuff in the background.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of want Sylvester Stallone to be Nova, Richard Rider. And I kind of want him to, just be in the background.
Yeah.
Doing stuff, not really a main character. But he could transition into coming to Earth for the Infinity Stone movie. Fighting there, even maybe dying there, honestly. And then we can get young Nova off of that. I forget the young Nova's name.
Sam Alexander?
Yeah. Because his helmet could fall to Earth after he dies fighting Thanos.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of shortchanging Richard Rider as a character, honestly, but...
Mm-hmm.
But I think after Infinity Wars, or during Infinity Wars, we definitely need some character changes.
Yeah. We're going to need some new characters, and he's one that could pop up.
And, well, they've already started switching up the Avengers in the last couple movies.
Yep.
So
we might have two Avengers teams if we've got the main team, and now we have the street level.
Yeah.
The
Defenders.
Well, I mean the new Avengers team that Cap and his
we have
Falcon and the guys
Scarlet
that
Witch.
Basically, right now we have an Avengers team. We have a secret Avengers team.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of the one led by Cap and them.
Yeah.
We have the Defenders. We have the New Warriors now.
Yep.
And we have the Guardians of the Galaxy. We have a lot of teams out there
we
can use, which is great. It is a great time to
and
be
Inhumans
in there.
And the Inhumans, too.
And the Inhumans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a great time to be in there.
But other thing I would like to see is a hint to the third movie. I like foreshadowing. I don't want it to be like, oh, this is just a bridge to the next movie.
Yeah, I had that problem with Age of Ultron. Yeah. There's a lot of setup that never got paid off.
But maybe a hint. Like, I want the third movie to be Annihilus. That's what I want. I don't know if they have the rights to that, but that's what I want for the third Guardians movie to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, just some hint. Maybe, like, in the background in the scene, there's, like, a scratch in space that's opening up or something, because doesn't Annihilus come from the negative zone or whatever?
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah, it is.
Something like that. Just a slight hint. I don't want everything to be spelled out for me in this movie. I like the idea of foreshadowing what you're going to do in the future, but I want it to not be like, this is the third movie.
Yeah,
you don't want it to be the focus, but you want it.
No.
And I think
when you go back.
I think if anyone can do it, James Gunn can do it.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they could even do a little setup to like whatever the B plot of the movie is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, it could just be teasing a little thing that you think is going to be big, but then it turns out to be just a smaller piece of a much bigger puzzle.
Yep.
So that could definitely be cool. We talked briefly at the Ragnarok episode, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whatever episode we recorded last, about Galactus.
We did.
Being part of the MCU now, or at least.
Yep.
Potentially.
Hopefully.
Yeah. That could be interesting. Just in the background eating a planet or something.
Yeah.
That would be really
cool. Or being the big bad.
Big bad in the third movie.
That's cool escalation. You go from a guy who wants to destroy, you know, a planet.
Right.
To dealing with a planet.
Yep.
To now dealing with the thing
that eats planets.
Yeah. Oh, that would be interesting. You could do a lot with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That could be why Ego's freaking out or whatever. If he's a living planet, he could know Galactus is coming, you know? And that's why he's doing what he's doing.
I'm getting chills now thinking about it.
I hope so. But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to start sending our ideas to Marvel. Dear Marvel, please listen to the podcast. Take notes.
We talk about you a lot. I could spoil something. I just found out who Stallone is playing.
Okay.
Who's that?
Go for it.
He's playing Starhawk.
Starhawk.
Huh.
Who I...
The name sounds familiar.
I was going to say, I'm not terribly familiar with him in the comics, but I know...
We're looking at the picture now.
Yeah. He's really creepy looking, but he definitely looks like a guy that could be played by Stallone very easily.
Yeah, muscly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that character, but
the Marvel movies have done that. They've taken a lot of the, you know, B and C characters and brought them front and center.
Yeah, and I guess he has ties to the original, the future Guardians of the Galaxy too.
Okay.
So that's how he kind of plays into it. I don't know about his role in the film.
Right.
Because we haven't seen him.
We don't know what the bad guy is super really even yet.
And I'm okay officially. With that. Yeah, we did. I'm totally happy to be surprised.
I think we know who the villain is because I think I've read it, but I'm not. I won't say anything.
Right.
It's one of the other characters that we haven't really seen in the trailer. In fact, I know she's in there.
The Golden Lady? She's at the beginning of that one trailer.
Yeah. I supposedly she's the villain.
I want to say that's a throwaway.
It could be a red herring.
Could be,
and she could just be a non-modern
character. The trailers make it hint like the Guardians are having to work with Nebula,
which I love.
Yeah,
Nebula is one of my favorite characters from the first movie, just because
I'm a big fan of the actress.
Karen Gillan's great.
Doctor Who fan over here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Likewise. Definitely looking forward to her having a bigger role and. Developing the dynamic between her and Gamora,
right?
Which we see
sisterly rival,
definitely presented in the first movie.
Yeah, don't see a lot of it, but yeah, like I said, it was presented. Mm-hmm. So we know there's history there. It'd be nice to see where that goes.
But no, if the Golden Lady is just kind of a throwaway bad guy, that could lead into what I want is Ego convincing the Guardians that she's the bad guy the whole time, and then it turns out she's not the bad guy, and he is.
Could be.
I'd be fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She actually is a Marvel character.
She's got like five names though.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Paragon. I think she's actually Aisha. Ayesha.
Don't know how to pronounce
Aisha.
It.
That would be
that's
just
the
a weird
great
name.
Thing about reading things in print. You can pronounce them however you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's also a character named Taserface.
Taserface?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who I don't know much about, but he's in the movie.
He just gets tased in the face. He's not even a real character. just gets tased. Okay.
So that's Guardians Volume 2. Did we want to talk any more about the first movie? Kind of touch on... I guess we've mostly talked about...
We mostly already talked
about
what we liked about the first movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of them holding hands to defeat the bad guy was interesting, honestly, to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems really corny saying it out loud. They held hands and defeated the bad guy. But the idea that they had to work together to control the stone was great.
You know, it showed the whole teamwork that neither one of them are strong enough alone.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Groot sacrificing himself, even though we knew he wasn't dead. He's a tree.
It's still emotional.
I still tear up when that happens when I watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what happens.
I feel the emotions at that point. Mm-hmm. It's not until Drax is sitting there with Rocket petting him that I just like to lose it every time.
So
it's
sad.
So good.
It is.
I'm looking forward to some more Drax. Not understanding basic communication skills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't understand metaphors and whatever.
Right.
And in the trailer, he was giving Peter the hug.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
He didn't want that.
No, I think he's going to be the kind of breakout comedic
Which
force
is weird.
In this film.
Yeah, because he's a muscle mountain. You don't think he'd be the comedic force, but he is. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, he was hilarious in the first one, but you don't expect it. I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah.
So it's It's exciting.
Fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the soundtrack is, they released the soundtrack listing, and there's a lot of good stuff on here.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything we've heard from the trailers. I'm just super pumped.
Yeah. Well, cool. So, I have a question.
Yeah.
So we are getting a third movie, obviously. Mm-hmm. Are there any we're getting new characters in this movie. Are there any characters you want to see join the Guardians of the Galaxy that haven't already?
Are we talking comics, or are we just talking cinematic universe?
They can be from the comics or whatever, but I'm talking about in the third movie. Are there any characters you want joining the team? Like, we got Mantis this movie. Yondu's even kind of joining the team, as you can tell from the trailers.
Yeah.
Is there any new ones you want added?
Or
just anybody? Because, like we said, Captain Marvel and Iron Man have both been on the team before.
Exactly.
Yeah. As much as I love Robert Downey Jr., I don't want Iron Man.
I don't.
On the Guardians of the Galaxy. He can totally hang out with Star-Lord in, like, the next Avengers. I'm cool with that. I don't want a part of the team.
Yeah.
I don't. That's a really good question. I'm pretty satisfied because the one character I wanted to see is Mantis, and we're getting her. I just hope that she, survives.
Right.
Having a giant asteroid,
whatever that is in the
that
commercial.
Meteor like hit her.
Right.
In that trailer that we see her in, I'm assuming she'll survive.
I hope so. Probably.
I'm hoping she's going to be a part of the team in the third one. There's a character named Bug, was part of the Star-Lord's initial team in Conquest, and he is actually one of the only other ones to survive, but they didn't make him part of the Guardians until like halfway through the run.
Nice.
But he was pretty cool. He was literally this giant humanoid insect. But I liked him a lot in the book, so I thought he'd be cool. Adam Warlock.
I was going to say Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
More Cosmo. I want to see more Cosmo.
You wanted to see more Cosmo this entire episode.
But Adam Warlock would be a really good
one.
Yeah. Because he has a lot to do with Infinity, the Infinity Gauntlet storyline in the comics. So there's part of me that kind of wonders, is he going to pop up in Guardians 2 to lead up towards that?
It's possible. I mean, there's a lot.
Or they could just be saving him for the third movie.
Could be.
It's hard to say. He could be the post credits teaser.
True.
One of them. Apparently there's four.
Five.
I've heard
five. Read
five. Yeah. Five post credit teasers. This is gonna be good.
I don't know how I feel about that. The last time we got multiple endings in a movie was Return of the King, and I love that movie, but it does drag a bit.
Yeah. Now is it gonna be five like every time you see all five of them, or do you have to go re-see it in different theaters to see the different post-credit teasers?
That's a good question. I know supposedly there's four, and I think he was working on making the fifth one work. As weird as that sounds, we're gonna go to the interwebs
because
we have access to that, and I'm gonna try not to spoil anything more about it. But I am kind of curious how that's going to work. Yeah. If they're going to have multiple ones, I'm assuming they might just have them throughout the credits.
True. I hope so.
Because I know the first one they did the opening credits. They did the whole opening credit sequence.
Right.
If they do what most movies do and have all the credits at the end, you know, they could have one like either halfway through or like after that, and then like what they do with the mid-credit sequences, and then maybe have a couple more like in between, so you have to stay through the credits.
Right. I'm fine with that. I stay through the credits through all the Marvel movies now.
Even the ones that didn't have anything at the end.
Logan.
Yep.
Well, that's technically not Marvel, though.
Technically.
Yeah.
Not the proper.
No, but Deadpool's been, you know, the first Deadpool movie to have one, even though that's technically.
Doorbell. There's monsters. Well, that's the doorbell that lets us know the episode's pretty much over. Anything else that anyone wants to talk about?
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, there's going to be mid-credits and post-credit scenes.
Okay.
So just a matter of...
So stay throughout the credits, folks.
Yep.
And then we'll have another episode after we all watch the movie.
Yeah, we will probably get together and do a floater, talk about Volume 2. Yep. So sometime after it's released, and might be a little bit spoilery.
Oh, if we're gonna do a floater, it's definitely gonna be spoilery.
Say spoilers.
Yeah,
that's true. That's what we did with Logan. So.
And by the time everyone gets around to watching all these episodes, I'm sure they will have seen them.
Yeah,
very true.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in, people. As always, you can follow us at The Nerd Dump. Wait, what are we? The Nerd Dump's our website. Follow us at Nerd Dump Podcast on Twitter. You can go to thenerddump.com to see our most recent podcasts. All of our most recent stuff comes out there generally.
Yeah. And we'll also have some additional content there every now and again. Not on a regular basis. We're going to try to do better about that. Yep. So.
Please like and subscribe if you are listening to this on iTunes. If you're listening to us on Podcast Addict, I don't know how that works. So do whatever they do there. If you could give us a rating, I found out recently that is how iTunes lets other people see people's podcasts, is if they have ratings. We don't have any ratings, last I checked. So if you listen and you like us, give us a rating. Other than that, I am the Cody Weck on Twitter.
I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I am Deborah Dalton, and my website is allthingsimpossible.com.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there, and good luck.
This has been a Nerd Dump production.